I'm Mark Bayshore. It's Current State here on WKAR. Most of our listeners know our next guest is the associate publisher and columnist at the Lansing City Pulse and is the former executive editor of the Lansing State Journal. But Mickey Hurton is one busy and enterprising local journalist. He also contributes regularly to the Greater Lansing Business Monthly, and in the new issue, which is out now, he writes about this week's Makers Week events in Lansing, and he updates readers on the state of the capital city's real estate market, which he writes is in a pretty healthy state these days. Mickey, welcome back to Current State.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
You took some time to report on Lansing's real estate market, and you found we're in a generally good place, good for sellers and good for buyers. How so?
Well, it starts with confidence, and all of the surveys that people are feeling better about the state of the economy here. Jobs are up, and I did another story that we didn't talk about, but, you know, our unemployment rate is pretty low. It's about 5.1%.
Yeah.
So all in all, people are feeling good, and when they feel good, they buy. And Lansing, you know, the good side of Lansing's real estate market is the prices are unbelievably low, relatively speaking, and with good mortgage rates. So what we're seeing is, you know, the sales are up about 11% year over year. Prices are up.
That sounds huge. 11% sounds like quite a leap.
We've had quite a good year. In August, we did almost $80 million worth of real estate sales in this market. And that's pretty strong.
When you spoke with real estate professionals, what other benchmarks, what data benchmarks do they look at? I know median home price is one of them.
Well, they look at time on market. That's generally declined. They look at that. That's a pretty key one. They look at inventory, and they also find that the inventory is pretty slim. So in many ways now, it's becoming a seller's market. There was one, I sort of got onto this story on my own street. A house went for sale. I talked to the real estate agent there. He had 42 people show up at the open house.
It is the biggest
open house he's ever had. And so I talked to Bob Hubbell about this at a Coldwell Banker. He runs that firm. And he said, that was huge. And it's just reflective of the market in general, no matter which company you look at.
So you've got, in a way, you've got classic economics here. You've got stable jobs, people earning money. You've got higher demand and lower supply.
And
which means
low interest rates.
The median price goes up, and we are in a period of almost unbelievably low interest rates, which makes mortgages quite affordable.
And the thing I looked at in this article, and reporting in Greater Lansing Business Monthly, is that they expect this to continue. You know, real estate is cyclical. I mean, if you talk to real estate agents, it goes in like 4 or 5 year cycles. We should be, according to the real estate experts and those who know our market, we should still be in the up cycle. So they expect this to continue into the fourth quarter, through the third quarter, for the fourth quarter and into next year.
And I'm hearing that the Fed, if this has anything to do with it, the Federal Reserve is less likely now, because we've kind of hit a soft spot economically, the Fed is less likely to increase interest rates on the national level, which would probably have a little bit of upward pressure on mortgage
rates. But even when you think about that, but interest rates are still so traditionally low.
Oh, yeah.
And even if they were to rise 0.5%, let's say, which would be by Fed standards fairly high, that's unlikely to make a big difference in whether you're going to buy the house, maybe a couple of bucks more, $1,000. But it's still good. And the prices, I mean, you look at houses in Lansing and you know, nice houses are available in the Lansing market in the $100,000, $120,000, $130,000 range. And in some parts of the city, I mean, when you look at the reports, you know, in some parts of Lansing, I mean, houses are going for $60,000, $70,000.
Mm-hmm.
In some places, that's a year's worth of payments in some markets.
Mm-hmm. Mickey Hurton joins me. We're talking about some of his recent reporting for Greater Lansing Business Monthly, which involves the Lansing real estate market and the upcoming Maker Week. Business people can be reticent to talk about the negative aspects of how they're doing. Did you feel like you were getting the straight poop when you interviewed your sources?
Yeah, I did.
Business is always good, you know? I mean, I've heard that many times.
Yeah, we, you know, kind of trust but verify, you also look at the national statistics and what happens, you know, on markets like this, and whether it's unemployment or it's real estate or whatever. I mean, you check all of this against larger indicators, and you could sort through it. But, you know, business actually in this market is doing pretty well. Another story I had was on the beer market. I wrote about the beer industry, and that's booming in this community. So, you know, these are good times. And Chuck Ballard in his survey captured this. You know, when he did that state of the state survey, that's what he finds. People are feeling good. And they should, because there's an awful lot of good things happening in this market now. And we report on them in the magazine, and we find some negative things too.
Did any of the more anticipated commercial developments come up in your conversations?
No, I really didn't look at the commercial, but I looked at it last month and in the previous month, and there is a lot of commercial going.
Indeed.
And some of it happening rather quickly. I mean, if you look at, I think the fastest thing happening is that Aldi store out in Meridian Township has gone from nothing to a store that'll probably open in a few months. But you've got Whole Foods, you've got expansion of the auto industry, you've got the auto plants going throughout the community, and you've got big ones on the horizon. You know, you've got Jackson Nationals expanding, you've got just there it's that sense of confidence and opportunity, and I think that's the thing that happens here.
Another story in the new issue of Greater Lansing Business Monthly that you wrote involves the second Lansing Maker Week. Remind our listeners what Maker Week is about.
Well, you know, it's sort of tied back to what we're talking about. Lansing, in many ways, is a maker community, and it always has been. And absolutely the best example of that would be our auto industry. I mean, look at it this way. We're a small community, relatively speaking, with two monstrous auto plants making some of the most sophisticated cars in the world. Mm-hmm. And it reflects our Lansing tradition, you know, Ari Olds and the auto industry, and just the, you know, traditionally we've built things here. Well, Maker Week is sponsored sort of by LEAP as sort of the, you know, organization putting it together, but it's a celebration of how the community makes things. So it's everything from using 3D printers or book printing to food products to heavy-duty manufacturing. We're at the West Lansing, the West Campus of Lansing Community College. It's a full week of events devoted to that. And some of it pretty interesting. There's one, it happens at the MSU library, that I'm particularly intrigued by, and it's book printing. You go in with your electronic file of your book, you put it into a machine, and out comes a printed volume of a book that's bound and cut and trimmed. You have facilities now and workshops where you go in and you can use 3D printers, rent 3D printer time, build 3D printer devices. And this is a celebration of that on that level.
It gets started today. We'll point out that it gets started at Impression 5, where there will be a panel discussion involving entrepreneurs who will discuss the maker culture and its place in the so-called new economy. But it continues at the MSU library tomorrow with the 3D printers and the book printing that you alluded to.
And then it goes down. It goes downscale a bit, and I don't mean that in a negative way, but to the Allen Marketplace, where you have food processors, and which is a type of making, whether it's mm-hmm. jellies or it's, you know, bourbons or it's, you know, baked goods. I mean, all of this is making, and we sort of forget that we are makers in many ways. And so this is a national movement, and this is Lansing's, you know, tying into what is happening across the country. Mm. That's sort of interesting.
I like the way you got into the story by invoking Ransom E. Olds as kind of the original Lansing maker, which is appropriate, but you included something I'm not sure I ever knew, that besides cars, Mr. Olds worked on lawnmowers.
Yes, he did, and was one of the leading manufacturer of lawnmowers at the time. And when you think about it, before that, they were probably horse-drawn and pulled, and his motor technology gave him another avenue. And what better example of, you know, the ability to make and then seeing the opportunities. And that's really the entrepreneurial aspects of it and the kinds of things they'll be discussing today at the panel at Impression 5.
Mickey Hurton has been our guest. We've been talking about some of his recent reporting for Greater Lansing Business Monthly. Find them online. I believe it's LansingBusinessMonthly.com.
I believe so.
LansingBusinessMonthly.com. I'm pretty sure of that. And Mickey's recent reporting involves the Lansing real estate market and the upcoming Maker Week. Mickey, thank you.
Well, thanks so much.